Welcome. Today, let's talk about resilience. I'm reading this book, The Choice. It's the story of a Holocaust survivor, Dr. Edith Eger. And the book starts with this impressive visual. This lady, Edith Eger, she's 92, and she was invited by the chief psychiatrist of the Navy to board a windowless fighter jet bound for one of the world's largest warships, the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier. So the jet swoops down the tiny runway. Dr. Edith Eger steps off the plane. She's the only female on the ship. She's shown to her room in the captain's cabin. She's there to teach 5,000 young Navy men how to deal with adversity, trauma, and chaos. Dr. Eger is the clinical expert brought in to treat soldiers, including special operations forces, suffering from PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. As a teenager, Edith Eger was imprisoned at Auschwitz, but she preserved her mental and spiritual freedom. She was not broken by the horror. She was emboldened and strengthened by it. And her wisdom comes from deep within the most devastating episodes of her life. And that speaks to me. I've barely started reading the book, but it really speaks to me. Maybe it speaks to you too. In the foreword of this book, it says, Dr. Eger has helped me to discover that heroism is not the province only of those who perform extraordinary deeds. Heroism is a mindset or accumulation of personal and social habits. It's a way of being. It's a special way of viewing ourselves. To be a hero requires taking effective action at crucial junctures in our lives, to make an active attempt to create positive change in the world. Each of us has an inner hero waiting to be expressed. Our hero training is the daily circumstances that invite us to practice the habits of heroism, to commit daily deeds of kindness, to radiate compassion, starting with self-compassion, to bring out the best in others and ourselves, to sustain love, even in our most challenging relationships, to celebrate and exercise the power of our mental freedom. Today, I want to redefine the word hero and help recognize the hero in yourself and in the ones you are closest to. And before reading this, I always thought hero is something we see on the news, in books, on TV. But over the past few weeks, I've totally redefined hero. And you know what's coming, but truly for me, my daughter is my hero. What she's going through right now and how she transcends it day after day. My wife is my hero for staying calm and nurturing our daughter through these tough moments because she only wants mommy in these moments. And my wife's still working at her job. She's taking care of business. I don't know where she gets this strength, how she finds it, how she does it, but she's calmer and stronger now than ever. And my son is my hero because home life is not exactly calm right now, but he is a trooper and he's showing his own special resilience. And it's awesome that I get to live with three heroes. I didn't used to see it like that, but now I absolutely do. And I want to ask you today if you can consider the heroic parts of the people you live with, people you're closest to. And maybe you could acknowledge it with them. It's so common to take our loved ones for granted. It's easy to focus on what annoys us about our partners and kids. But you don't want to have to go through something extreme to get to a point where you can recognize their superpowers. That's why I think this image of this 92-year-old elder, Dr. Edith Eger, walking off a fighter jet to speak to 5,000 Navy men, so powerful. She took the worst and turned it into the best. It's not something we learn in school. It's not really a default setting in our minds. But there's a switch that we can turn on if we choose to. And I'm finding it is by far the most empowering choice I've ever made. I know many of you have made this choice over and over in your lives. And now is a time in the world where we all will continue to be faced with this choice. Edith Eger shares a quote from her ballet master. All your ecstasy in life is going to come from the inside. And then she said, I never understood what he meant until Auschwitz. And this is the most important point in today's meditation, the ability to recognize the hero in your own self. It sounds so conceited to think about yourself as a hero, but I'm realizing that's the only choice I have right now, to be strong, focused, resilient, compassionate. And when I fall down and I'm hurting, I will emerge once again as a hero. Strong, focused, resilient, compassionate. There is a hero inside of me, and there's definitely one inside of you. To think anything less of yourself does you absolutely no good. Take a moment to get more comfortable. The last line in that book, The Choice, you can choose to be free. To free what has prevented you from feeling and seeing and knowing the hero within yourself. Choose to be free. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, choose to be free. Choose to be free. If your attention wandered, choose to be free. Coming back to the moment. If you can imagine this little 92-year-old lady stirring 5,000 Navy men to rise to their feet with a standing ovation. This lady, Dr. Edith Eger, she's a phenomenon. She was recently on Oprah, among many other shows, and her whole message, unlock hero, not as some distant identity, but something you see in the ones you love, something you see in your own self. Through the hardest time in my life, I'm seeing the hero in my daughter and my wife and my son and dare I say, in myself. To think anything less about yourself does you absolutely no good. Remember, you can choose to be free. To free what has prevented you from feeling and seeing and knowing the hero within. Choose to be free. See you tomorrow. Peace.